February 28, 1982, Ithaca, New York. Professor Chinwar, please. My little collection, I try to ask people also something about what could contribute to history of our science. So can you tell a little bit, Professor Chinwar, how have you became interested in probability theory?
Well, I don't know how much of it I should go back. My PhD was in the industrial engineering department at Michigan, and I had done some work on networks of queues. And while doing that, I had been using some Markov renewal theory. So I had a certain in toward Markov renewal theory and did a bit of that. And then I wrote some papers on queues in 66, 67, remember, with Marcel Lutz around the same time, queues with semi-Markovian arrivals and queues with semi-Markovian services and so on. So it was getting a little boring. For one thing, techniques were all the same, and I decided to just cut that down. Got to work on Markov renewal processes. And I liked that, but I guess my real introduction to probability theory came with the publication of the Blumenthal-Gettur book in 68. At that time, Gugu, Alexandra, well then, UNESCO Tolchia, Gugu Bella. Anyway, she wanted to get into Markov processes. So when the book came out, she decided to offer a course on it for what? But she lectured 2 years. See, the book has 6 chapters. So we used to cover 1 chapter a quarter for about 3 months. And she would lecture in the very detailed European style. So that was really my first introduction to that level of probability theory. And I liked it. It was something that I could actually follow. I found it surprising because I was having difficulty with Feller Volume 1, especially Chapter 3. I could never do the problems in Chapter 3 of Feller Volume 1. I always thought I was just terribly bad. But then everybody told me, Blumenthal-Gettur's book is a fairly high-level book, and if you can do exercises there, perhaps it isn't bad. Anyway, that was my really first introduction.
Mm-hmm. It is not very standard, I would say, for a person with backgrounds in applied field to become an expert in a very abstract Markov processes. There are not very many people in this subject, really, in this country even.
Yeah, that's true. It's a small group of people. It might have been my sort of European background a little bit. In fact, I didn't do too well in the usual mathematics courses at the University of Michigan. I remember I had a disastrous experience with Halmos. See, he was the intuitive sort. He would, his proof of the analytic continuation theorem was, well, a function is analytic at this point, and we want to prove that it's analytic at that point. If it is analytic at this point, there is a disk around it throughout which the function is analytic. So you take a point toward the boundary of the disk and put another disk around that new center, and you say, then it must be analytic here, and then he would say, analytic here, analytic there, with his hand all through the board, and that was the proof. Now, I could never follow such proofs. I was sort of more used to the usual rigorous sort of proofs. Probably because the Turkish educational system, being based on the French educational system, we used to study the same sort of mathematics as they do. So perhaps I was really more in tune with that style than many of my other applied engineering friends. I don't know.
Professor Prabhu, you came from India, and of course there are number of very good probabilists and statisticians of Indian origin in India and in the United States. Can you tell us a little bit about your history?
Well, I had an excellent program in mathematics at the undergraduate level. I was at a college run by Jesuits. And at this college, there was a French professor who had come to India very newly, a young man, in his early 30s, I think. And he was teaching analysis course to us out of this book by Dilawari Poussin, which was new at that time. For those times, it was new. And there was only one copy of that book at the college, and that was with the professor. But that inspired me, and I was doing very well in analysis. After that, I started teaching. And at some stage, I joined Bombay University for a program in mathematical statistics, leading up to the MS degree. That was heavily leaning towards statistics rather than with probability. Statistics in the English style, namely based on Maurice Kendall's book. The only probability background I had was based on Cramer's book, which had just come out at that time. But again, I was myself leaning towards probability. Then after getting my MS degree, I started teaching again until I had a chance to go to England. There, because of the lack of information, I went to the wrong school. I studied under Bartlett, who was really not a probabilist, but you know, a statistician.
You'd be recorded for life.
But because of the my scholarship conditions, I could not stay on for the PhD. I only finished my master's. I had to go back to my place of work. I was in England on a leave of absence, so I had to go. I was obliged to go back. But I started doing some work on applied probability. At that time, my own model was David Kendall, who was doing very good work at that time in Markov processes. At Manchester.
What period of time was this?
This was in the early, well, in about 55, 56. David Kendall at Oxford and George Reuter at Manchester were doing some work on Markov processes. I remember taking a course under Reuter on semigroups and Markov processes. I got very much interested in that. I also corresponded with David Kendall after my return to India and maintained my interest in probability. So anyway, eventually I came to this country. I by that time I had done a lot of work on queuing theory, but I was more concerned with the probabilistic structures of the models rather than deriving analytic results. So eventually I delved more deeper and deeper into probability theory to the extent that I was interested in, and combining an interest for abstraction with interest in applications.
It is very interesting to trace, connections or influence of schools. Usually everybody has some roots with somebody else.
Yes.
Very few exceptions. And by the way, Professor Chinwar, you mentioned only Mrs. Ionesco Tucia, who probably was not so great probabilist by herself. But it was very interesting for me to learn that you came from this British school and all these people whom I know very well. But you, in a way, are self-made propagandist, I think.
Yeah.
To a great extent. Of course, this happens from time to time. Yeah. Or can you mention influence of somebody, personally?
What was happening was that I was in the industrial engineering department at Northwestern and teaching in the engineering school. So the courses I taught had nothing to do with abstract probability theory. And yet I was interested in Markov processes. I had done some work on, I mentioned before, Markov renewal theory, and I sort of tried my hand on doing something similar for Markov additive processes. And while doing that, I was learning the Markov process level. And I found the Strasbourg lecture notes very useful.
You are able to understand them.
Oh yeah, I had almost no difficulty with the Strasbourg lecture notes. It was sort of, I found those things rather easy, in fact. So, because I didn't have any personal friendships with probabilists in this country, and I wasn't out of any group, and in the math department, after Gugu, after she taught the course, she really lost interest in Markov processes. Pinsky was interested in something else, and so there wasn't anybody to work with. Although I did try working with Pinsky a little bit, it was a different sort of thing. So I found myself sort of drawn together to the Strasbourg lecture notes and eventually became, in my mind at least, sort of part of that group. I think that's really how it went, that out of necessity, that there was one sort of a group that you could belong to by just writing letters.
But you have spent some time later in France?
First time I visited France was in 74 for just 1 week, and I met Professor Meillet at the time, first time, and de la Chery, and then Neveu in Paris the first time, but I didn't spend any time. In fact, the greatest amount of time I ever spent was last year at then with Jacquot. But Jacquot and I became friends toward correspondence in as early as 1972. I had published a paper on some Markov processes on arbitrary spaces, full of mistakes, by the way. And there was a theorem I had listed there saying, if this holds, then. And if this holds part, the condition there, I knew it had to be true, but I didn't have any proof for it at the time. And Jacquot had done that. And then he wrote me a letter saying, sending a copy of it and saying this is what he had done. So we carried on quite a bit of correspondence that way. And then Mezernev and I, we found sort of a joint interest in regeneration theory. So we got together quite a bit that way. But mostly accidental, I